With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson believes a host of important issues will drive Republican voters to the polls in November.
It's inflation, it's the immigration, the open border, the infirmity of the president. I would add another eye. How about instability on the world stage, which really all this leads into? We're on the verge of World War III.
Johnson told the Salem Radio Network this week Donald Trump's conviction by a New York jury virtually assures his re-election. Meanwhile, another poll shows President Biden losing ground in the state of New York.
A new Emerson College survey of New York voters finds Joe Biden with only a 7-point lead over Donald Trump in the presidential race. When third-party candidates are included on the ballot, the president's lead is just 6 points. The executive director of Emerson College polling says exit polling shows that independent voters in New York who traditionally vote for Democrats have leaned toward Trump. Greg Clugston, New York.
Overall, stocks got a boost to close out the month of May. On Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average led the way up by nearly 575 points. Sagging prices for some big tech stocks held the NASDAQ back. It slipped by less than one-tenth of a point. Correspondent Charles Taylor Desmond reports on hostage families in Israel calling for a ceasefire deal pushed by President Joe Biden.
A comprehensive new proposal. It's a roadmap to an enduring ceasefire and the release of all hostages.
Biden outlined a three-phase deal on Friday, saying Hamas is no longer capable of carrying out another large-scale attack on Israel. Many hostage families blame the government's lack of will to secure a deal for the deaths of many of the hostages in captivity. Israel's government has been saying conditions for a ceasefire are still not met. I'm Charles Ledesma.
And this is SRN News. There's new evidence that having a sex change operation can lead some people to become more likely to commit suicide. Here's Michael Harrington.
A new study published by the National Library of Medicine reveals that people who undergo surgery in an effort to live as the opposite sex are 12 times more likely than the general population to take their own life. The sweeping survey covers more than 90 million patients over 20 years. Doctors in Europe are backing away from sex change operations now, but here in the U.S., the Biden administration continues to promote them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An important piece of early Christian history, the Crosby-Shoyan Codex, is up for auction at Christie's in London in June. This codex is a mid-4th century book from Egypt containing a combination of biblical and other early Christian writings. The codex contains, for example, the Book of Jonah and 1 Peter. The rest of it includes part of a well-known Easter homily and an unknown exhortation by an ancient Christian leader. This is SRN News. The bodies of a U.S. missionary couple killed by gang members in Haiti have been returned to their family in Missouri.
Natalie Lloyd's parents announced on Facebook that the remains of their daughter and son-in-law arrived Friday in Kansas City. Natalie and Davy Lloyd's bodies will be taken to their hometown in rural southern Missouri for a funeral Tuesday. Hundreds gathered in Port-au-Prince earlier this week to mourn the death of 47-year-old Haitian Eudes Montes.
That is Keith Peters reporting. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte pushing back against new Biden EPA rules designed to close his state's largest coal mine.
Shutting this plant down would totally destabilize our grid, raise energy prices, and this is on top of the affordability crisis.
Gianforte says in very cold weather, the wind doesn't blow, so wind power is out, making coal power essential to the state's economy. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.